What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
NASA is planning to launch the SLS rocket to the moon. An uncrewed Artemis 1 mission will be the first test of NASA's new deep space exploration systems designed to return humans to the moon and then to Mars eventually. And they're currently targeting Monday, August 29th at 8:33 a.m. Eastern Time with a two-hour window from Kennedy Space Center Launch Complex 39B. That's from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. This could possibly bring in hundreds of thousands of spectators into the area so they could all witness history. Now, there are a lot of options out there to watch the launch of Artemis 1 of the SLS rocket with the Orion capsule on top. And if you're a space nerd like myself, I want to tell you some ways that you can either see it online or see it in person if you're in Florida, which is pretty great. So I've been to a couple rocket launches. They're really amazing. I've been to a few, and the ones in Florida are absolutely amazing. But you need to know where to go to see these launches. First and foremost, you have to be safe. Notice that if you're on a boat or if you're flying, there are launch hazard areas, exclusion zones that are issued by the FAA, the Coast Guard, the Space Force, and other authorities in the local area that you want to take heed of. So make sure you check those out. No TAMS, not Mars, etc. before you go down. And you could even, if you mess this up, you could have fines and you could absolutely delay the launch of Artemis 1 moon mission. So follow those guidelines. Make sure you're all good to go. Now, something else you have to think about before you go to Florida, before you go to Kennedy Space Center and that whole area, make sure to have enough supplies. This is one of the things that you don't really realize until you get there. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of new people in the area, and those people will want chips. They will want sodas. They will want water. They will want burgers. They'll want fries. They'll want all the food that you want as well. So make sure to pack enough food with you in your backpack. Make sure to put it in your car. Wherever you're going to be watching this launch, bring supplies with you, because if you get into a place before the launch, more than likely you're probably not going to want to leave or be able to leave, because it'll be so congested it'll be almost impossible to leave that area. So bring everything that you want: snacks, food, sunscreen, a big hat. Wear all the things that you would if it's going to be extremely sunny and you're going to be going to the beach, because that's where you're going to be. You're going to be in Florida, and it's going to be sunny and hot. So be prepared for that. Bring power banks as well, because you need the power banks for your phones, for all of your devices. You don't want your phone dying on you when you're filming the Artemis 1 launch for your friends to see, or you're live streaming it. Bring a couple power banks with you. Throw them in your backpack with your food and your water. Bring extra water too. And also, bring bug spray, because bug spray, that is a lifesaver when you're in Florida. The whole place is basically, there's water everywhere. So there's public beaches, parks, but also the thing that gets you the most, bug bites. So bring your bug spray, bring your sunscreen, bring all your food and water, and make sure to have your route picked out beforehand. Get there a few days early if you can, because if you get there early, that'll guarantee you a place to at least be nearby where you'll be going to see the launch. Now, if you're going to be going to see the launch, it's going to be early in the morning. It's going to be 8:33 Eastern Time AM, but it's going to be so congested. You'll want to be at your spot at about 5 o'clock AM. No joke. Be there at 4:30 or 5 o'clock AM. You can sit in your car. You can hang out. You can take a nap. Whatever you want to do, get your parking spot. Be there at about 5 o'clock AM because if you don't, you'll probably miss the great spots and you'll have to wait in line and possibly even miss your viewing opportunity of the Artemis 1 mission. Now, Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, it's completely sold out. You cannot get tickets. Jetty Park is a place that's about 15 miles south of the launch. It's $16 to get in. It's very affordable. The park opens at 5 a.m., but you need to get in line earlier than that because the parking is limited at Jetty Park. Of course, you can always get an Airbnb or a Vrbo. And those places, it's a really great way to do it. So if you can find somebody who's right on the coast with an Airbnb, you're going to be paying a little bit more money for it. But of course, you're going to be paying what it's worth. And what is it?
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Worth to you to see a rocket launch from a balcony or from a porch of a house or from somebody's seaside area, that would be, it's irreplaceable. It's amazing. And make sure to check the location. Make sure to check all the maps to see the location of the property compared to where it'll be launching from pad 39B. So get there early, you know, get there really early. And make sure to get there a few days ahead of time. So you need to get your plan in place right now. The most determined launch enthusiasts will be camping. So people who are journalists, people that are just that just love this stuff, will be camping overnight at the spots, and they'll have those spots already taken over. So good luck. You're not going to get those spots, but you can get there early and take the other spots afterwards. 8:33 a.m. is the takeoff time. So get there about 4:30 or 5. Please, 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 please. Now, there's public viewing areas as well. The Max Brewer Bridge Parish Park area, it's about 10 miles away. There's amenities there, though. They do have bathrooms, but the parking, good luck with the parking. Extremely limited parking. It's going to be tough to get a spot. There's another place about 11 miles away. Spaceview Park. I've been there. It is absolutely a space nerd's dream come true. If you go to Spaceview Park, it has bathrooms. Again, it's extremely limited. Get there really, really early to see this. Sandpoint Park is another one. They have pavilions. They have bathrooms. It's about 10 or 11 miles away. It's a great spot. It's a great view, but it's limited as well. All these places are extremely limited. So be really careful where you pick, because if you're going to be anywhere outside of the range, I would say 1 to 2 miles from where these parks are that you're going to be hanging out from your hotel, get there super early, like leave early, leave earlier than you expect, like an hour earlier than you expect. Because once you get there, if you're tired, I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be tired probably, but you'll only have to wait till 8:30 to 10:30, somewhere around there. So you only have to wait a couple hours for the launch, but we do have other places too. William J. Manzo Memorial Park. It's about 12 miles away. There's bathrooms, pavilions. There's actually electric outlets there. There's electricity. So if you need electricity, William J. Manzo Park is the way to go. 12 miles away. Not too bad. Rotary Riverfront Park. There's pavilions. Everything here is still extremely limited. And plus, if there's hundreds of thousands of people there that are coming to watch this, you're going to be really extremely, extremely limited there. So get there early. Chain of Lakes Park, 13 miles away. They have bathrooms. They have an observation tower at Chain of Lakes Park. I've never been there. I've seen it. It looks beautiful. They have pavilions and bathrooms in an observation park. And it's also limited availability. Sherrydown Park, 16 miles away. Bathrooms and pavilions. That's another good one. Cocoa Beach Pier, 18 miles away. That's a pretty good bet if you kind of like, if you're just, you know, you just feel like you're probably not going to be there on time. Cocoa Beach Pier is probably the way to go. It's 18 miles away, but 18 miles away, you can still see a great rocket launch, bathrooms, pavilions, and restaurants at Cocoa Beach Pier. It's a really great place. If you want to hang out with a bunch of people, Cocoa Beach Pier is the way to go. Also, you can check out the launch on this channel. There's a link in the description for it. Make sure to click that, make sure to get notifications, and make sure to be notified when the stream goes live. We're going to be going live very early in the morning. And also NASA TV, so NASA's YouTube channel. And there will be a live stream of the vehicle at NASA's Kennedy YouTube channel. There's tons of other places you can watch it online, of course, but I would love it if you came back to the channel to check it out here. There's UHF, VHF radio, and FM radio too, that you can listen for the launch. If you're into VHF radio, 146.940 megahertz, and UHF radio, 444.925 megahertz FM mode, only available in the Brevard County area. And that's about it. If you want to go, because we're going back to the moon, and if you want to go see it, get there early. I'm just going to say it one more time. Get there really, really early, because this is going to be the chance of a lifetime to see something that's going to be mind-bending to you. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you next time on the show.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.